KQED.
We're going to talk about art in the Bay Area this morning. First, about funding for the arts. In San Francisco, cultural groups could be heading back to the ballot to get more funding from the city after an arts proposition narrowly failed last year. Advocates are hoping that under new state rules, their efforts might have a better chance of passing. To explain, here's a paint-by-numbers from Eli Wirtschafter.
On paper, San Francisco looks like a great arts town. Several recent studies show San Francisco spends more per capita on arts programs than almost any other U.S. city. And more of that funding supports small and culturally diverse groups than in other comparable places, another study released this summer shows. But in reality, the city's status might be slipping.
We were really a sort of a beacon.
This is Carrie Schulman, director of San Francisco Grants for the Arts, the city's main cultural funding program.
I no longer get calls from other cities, or certainly not as many, saying, how do you do it?
Grants for the Arts budget dropped sharply after the recession and still hasn't recovered. So last year, arts advocates put forward a ballot initiative, Measure S, to try to shore up funding for the city's various arts programs. But the measure failed to capture the required two-thirds majority to pass. Jonathan Moscone of Yerba Buena Center for the Arts was one of the authors of Measure S. Even though it didn't pass, he looks on the bright side.
With 64% of the vote, we really proved that the vast majority of San Franciscans believe in this.
The arts supporters that tried to pass the measure are now working on new plans. Moscone says one strategy is asking supervisors and potential mayoral candidates to make art part of their platforms. Because in San Francisco, close to 80% of public money for the arts comes from the city.
That would be a huge win for this city, is if we had electeds who walked in with an arts policy.
Another strategy is for arts advocates to go back to the voters with a new ballot proposition. That might happen soon, thanks to an obscure court ruling. In August, the state Supreme Court ruled that when voters put a local tax on the ballot, it's a different category than when governments do it, Moscone says.
It could mean that a measure could win with only 50 plus one, which is the majority of the people, not a two-thirds majority.
Arts advocates like Vinay Patel, executive director of the Asian Pacific Islander Cultural Center, are waiting on the city to interpret the court's decision.
50% seems like it's very doable.
Patel says thanks to Measure S, artists now have a better understanding of the political process.
So I've talked to people in my community about this, and they're all very excited. And one of the things that's great is that I don't have to sort of educate them. They already know what it takes.
It takes time and it takes money. Two things in short supply for San Francisco artists. Nicole Claymoon runs Embodiment Project, a dance theater company. She says she rehearses with her performers 5 hours every morning and then goes to teach at four different schools and dance studios to make rent.
Yeah, I'm hustling.
Her group is everything many funders want to support, a multiracial company of local artists using art to address social justice issues. But Claymoon says it's still hard to get the money. The application process is so challenging and competitive. She says she had to hire a professional grant writer.
I didn't start getting grants until I stopped writing them.
Claymoon says that even if a new arts funding measure passes, it doesn't change the basic challenge for artists, the incredibly high cost of living in the Bay Area. In a 2015 survey, more than 75% of San Francisco artists said they'd been displaced or were about to be displaced from their homes or their workspaces.
People can't live here and make art. That's a shame. People can't experience art. That's a shame.
Jonathan Moscone says arts advocates will decide in the coming weeks whether to put a new arts funding initiative on the ballot in 2018. For KQED News, I'm Eli Wirtschafter.